the gang's all here. Eagles training camp kicks into a new gear in 2016. Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Spadaro, along with Chris McPherson. It's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. And the Eagles on the field as a team for the first time in 2016, albeit in a 10-10-10 practice in the bubble due to inclement weather. But still, Chris, we got to see a little Eagles football out there today.
No question about it. Very intense practice out there. And talking to the players after practice, especially rookie Carson Wentz, he can notice the difference in speed out there on the football field. So even though it was designed for the offense or the defense to succeed, depending on the given play, no one was given anything for free out there on the field today.
Yeah, so no Brandon Brooks. He's got a hamstring injury. He's day-to-day. And, of course, running back Ryan Matthews on the NFI list, right? Non-football injury list. He's got an ankle injury, not expected to be serious. And reminder, the pads go on Saturday morning, so the team will practice on Friday as well. And then we turn it loose on Saturday with full contact, full practice, full pads in advance of Sunday's free-to-the-public practice at Lincoln Financial Field. That practice begins at 10 a.m. What today offered was an opportunity to look at the Eagles' offense, get a taste of what it's all about here. The West Coast offense in hybrid version, that's what it's all about. And after the practice, offensive coordinator Frank Reich talked about the offense and kind of the unique style that both he and Doug Peterson are putting in for the Eagles.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously the West Coast, this West Coast hybrid system, you know, obviously has a very long winning track record, but you know, how it's adapted in the run game, you know, now with some of the zone read stuff and all the different ways you can scheme wide receiver throws, you know, when you get a heavy box. I think that's what Doug did really well in Kansas City. Of course, I went up against it 6 times in 3 years playing against that team, and so I saw it firsthand. And it's fun now to be on the other side of that. I never realized how much you could get out of some of those things in the running game until I got here, watched his tape, talked to him about what he's thinking and how they're doing it and how they're reading it. So it's been a really good thing for me as a coach, learning from him how they've done that. And it just helps the O-line. It helps the run game, you know, when you can have those kind of things schemed into it to take advantage of it.
Well, Chris, we got a little taste of it here. What do you expect? What can fans expect?
Well, the first thing for me is the fact that everyone wants to put Doug Peterson in this box where it's all going to be West Coast. It's all going to be stuff from the Andy Reid era. Not so true. In fact, there are going to be some elements, and fans may not want to hear this, but from the Chip Kelly offense. That, look, Peterson did this in Kansas City. He's adapting what he did there to Philadelphia. Some of the stuff that worked on the football field. So Frank Reich explained how, you know, he was tired of going against it from the San Diego Chargers to the Kansas City Chiefs aspect. He's glad to be a part of it now here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, a little bit of tempo today in practice. Some short passes, yes. Some quarterback read options where the quarterback actually took off and ran with the football. Something we kind of expected to see with Chip Kelly in charge. And one player who really could benefit from all of this is a player that I think is one of the MIEs of this football team, most important Eagles. That's left tackle Jason Peters. I wrote about it today. Check it out. He is primed to be a really primetime player once again in 2016. How about from a quarterback standpoint? What does this offense mean? Well, for Sam Bradford, he will do some things differently this year. Not the old get up to the line of scrimmage and run the play. He's actually going to huddle. He's actually going to have a chance to call an audible, and he's excited about all of that.
You know, obviously this is going to be different than, you know, what you guys are used to watching. You know, for the guys that were here last year, it's different than what we're used to doing. But, you know, I think the advantage of being in the huddle, you can communicate a little bit more, especially me as the quarterback. When I get the play call, I can emphasize things, you know, give guys a heads up on what to look for. And then also, you know, you hope to get into the right play more, you know, so we don't have as many wasted plays, you know, and try to eliminate some of the negative plays that we had last year, maybe due to going fast. You know, I think that is kind of one of the advantages of huddling and going slower this year is the fact that, you know, we're going to try to get in to the right plays, the right protections, you know, especially if we know a blitz is coming. You know, we'd like to get protected and take advantage of what's in the back end. You know, obviously they're limited when they decide to bring, you know, more than four. And so hopefully, you know, I think that's one area, you know, I talked about it a little bit on Monday that me and Kelsey have to be really good with each other. You know, just knowing that week what their blitz package is, making sure that we're protected, making sure that we're taking advantage of every opportunity we have when they do decide to pressure us.
All right, Chris, so Bradford is clearly excited about it. what does it mean for him in terms of moving this offense down the field?
Well, Jason Peters, you talked about the column you had with him that you wrote, and it's the fact that it's not going to be as predictable in offense. There's going to be some mystery to it. Defense won't be able to just tee off on the offense this season. I also look at a player like Jordan Matthews. Yes, he's lining up in the slot like he did last season, but I think you're going to see a wider variety of routes, which will help him get open and help Bradford be able to make the use of all of his weapons much more efficiently. And that was a key word from Bradford, efficiency, on the football field this year.
You know, I'm looking at two players here. I'm looking at tight end Zach Ertz to have a bust-out year, and then Darren Sproles, who really hasn't been utilized in the pass game like we thought he would. I think he has a big year as a pass receiver. When we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we're going to go to the other side of the football. Our Eagle in focus is one of the players the Eagles signed in free agency, a player they think will make a big impact for this defense.
Love me tender.
We can like many, but we can love only a precious few. Because it is for those precious few that you have to be willing to do so very much. But you don't have to do it alone. Lincoln Financial helps you provide for and protect your financial future. Because this is what you do for people you love. Talk to an advisor. Lincoln Financial. You're in charge.
One discovery sparks another, lighting the way for amazing achievements at Jefferson's Vicki and Jack Farber Institute for Neuroscience. With our brightest minds focused on yours, we are pioneering new hope to prevent, treat, and cure brain and spine disorders. From the nation's first brain tumor removal to the region's first neuroscience hospital, look to us for breakthroughs that are light years ahead.
Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson, it's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We come your way every day. The Eagles have a practice in this 2016 summer as we get ready for the Eagles and Doug Peterson, who is, of course, the first-time NFL head coach. Now, one of the objectives for this Eagles team in the offseason was improving a secondary that allowed 36 touchdown passes last year, a franchise low. What did they do? They were active in free agency. And one of the players they brought in, safety Rodney McLeod, he's our Eagle in focus.
Thanks, guys. Originally an undrafted free agent with the St. Louis Rams in 2012, safety Rodney McLeod signed a 5-year deal with the Eagles back in March. In his 4-year career, McLeod has compiled 5 interceptions, 6 forced fumbles, and 5 fumble recoveries. The University of Virginia grad says he's eager to work alongside veteran Malcolm Jenkins. Meanwhile, defensive coordinator Jim Swartz says he believes the duo has the potential to be one of the best safety tandems in the league.
Basically, I know I'm going to be playing against, playing with Malcolm Jenkins, who's a great safety in this league, pro bowler, which was one of the reasons why I chose here. To play beside a guy that caliber.
They communicate very well. They can cover a lot of ground. They can blitz. They can play man. They can play zone. I'd be very surprised as the year went on if they're not one of the better safety tandems in the NFL. They've been very impressive so far.
They haven't really been specific. You know, we're kind of interchangeable. However, Jim Swartz wants to use us, I'm open for it. Don't know if I'll be playing down or middle of the field more. Just got to wait until we get out on the field and see.
Other reasons McLeod felt drawn to Philly was the chance to continue the tradition of great secondary play and the opportunity to rejoin a former teammate and mentor.
Quinn Michaels speaks out to me. Obviously, I played with him in St. Louis my rookie year. Great guy, played 8 years here. Obviously, I've watched Brian Dawkins and guys like that. You know, hopefully I can get to, somewhere where they are today, talking to my family and just making a decision. I just felt like Philadelphia was the best place for me.
McLeod says despite being undrafted, his unconventional path through the league has led him to a secured long-term deal.
I expected to be drafted. There was projections. You know how it goes in this league. It's unfortunate. But obviously God has a plan for you. And my plan was to be undrafted, and St. Louis gave me the opportunity, And, you know, I don't know why, you know, some teams didn't take that chance, but I'm here today, you know, better man than I was 4 years ago. I've gotten better as a player, and that's all I can ask for.
Yeah, I kind of had a little moment the other night, honestly, once it all kind of hit me, you know, shed some tears, and it's just truly a blessing, you know, to get from where I came from to now to this date. You know, everybody's just excited to you know, see what the future holds.
McLeod will see his first live action at Lincoln Financial Field on August 11th against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm Abby Atwater. Back to you guys in the studio.
Thanks so much, Abby. Chris, the Eagles have been searching for an answer at safety for a long, long time. Malcolm Jenkins, a Pro Bowl player. What impact do you see Rodney having?
Look, what I love about what Rodney is going to bring to the defense is that he's fearless, first and foremost. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but he will throw his body around. He's been durable throughout his career, and he's going to be a good role model to some of the young players. Guys like Blake Countess and Jalen Mills can look at McLeod, who was a rookie free agent coming out of Virginia. He was now a first-day free agent signing. And Jim Schwartz, who has been pretty reserved in his praise of the defense to this point, said earlier this offseason that he believes that by the middle to the end of the season, fans will be talking about Jenkins and McLeod as potentially the best safety duo in the entire NFL.
Yeah, that would be really special for the Eagles. A big pass rush up front with that wide nine alignment, some good coverage on the back end, and the Eagles' defense, which we all love in the city of Philadelphia, could really rebound and get the Eagles back to the top of the NFC East. More to go here on Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. We'll be back in just one moment to get you set up for a big weekend ahead.
Hi, I'm Bo Allen from the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is the Allen from Bob's Discount Furniture.
We named it after Bo.
Thanks, Bob. You're the man.
It packs some serious power. Power recline, power headrest, and USB ports. Get the sofa or console love seat in dark chocolate or light brown, an untouchable value at only $7.99 each.
I don't know how you do it, Bob, but man, do I respect it. You know how players show respect after big games?
Nope.
We swap jerseys.
Growing up, we had a basketball hoop in our driveway, and that's all I used to play with. This past August, I happened to notice a bump on my foot, so my parents and I decided that we would go to Rothman at Jefferson. We found out from a biopsy that I had an osteosarcoma, cancer, scary, but the Rothman doctors felt so confident in what they were going to do, and it couldn't have turned out any better. The Rothman Institute at Jefferson was able to get me back on the court and back to where I wanted to be.
Welcome back, Dave and Chris, with you. We've got 2 weeks to go before the Eagles open the preseason schedule. Tampa Bay coming to Lincoln Financial Field. But before then, Chris, we've got a big weekend ahead.
No question about it. Let's get it lined up for you here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Later on demand, you can see the Eagles in focus, our Abby Atwater on the report on Rodney McLeod. Tomorrow, we will have Doug Peterson addressing the media, so he'll give us some insight after the first 2 days of full team workouts. Quarterback Sam Bradford coming up in studio, an exclusive one-on-one with you.
Can't wait.
What are you guys going to touch on?
Maybe the offense a little bit.
There you go. You know,
talk about Sam's comfort level here in his second year as a Philadelphia Eagle. They always say you make the big jump from year one to year two.
And then last but not least, as Dave said earlier in the show, make sure you come down to Lincoln Financial Field. Everything is completely free for the open practice, from parking to admission. Gates open at 8 a.m., and then the players will be on the field practicing beginning at 10.
And I think I'm on the sidelines doing the emceeing and providing the color to the crowd, so I expect some feedback from the Eagles fans in attendance. Should be a great day on Sunday to watch some Eagles football and get ready for the season ahead. For Chris McPherson, I'm Dave Spadaro. We thank you for joining us today. We're back tomorrow with Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. In the meantime, have yourselves a great Eagles Day.